Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine two ancient seas meeting, the Mediterranean Navy of Greece and the Indian Ocean Fleet of India, now linked by a fresh defense pact, while a tiny island nation in the Indian Ocean signs a joint vision for sustainability and security. At the same time, a satellite constellation from space is poised to bring broadband to the most remote tribal districts of Gujarat, and a young Indian shooter clinches silver on home soil. All of this happened just this week, and each piece carries weight for your exams. First, let us explore the defense and security developments. India and Greece have signed a joint declaration of intent for defense industrial cooperation. This is not a one-off memorandum, it sketches a five-year roadmap for co-development and co-production of defense equipment. What makes this significant is that it aligns India's Atmanirbhar Bharat defense drive with Greece's Defense Industry Agenda 2030. Alongside the declaration, the two countries exchanged a bilateral military cooperation plan for 2026. And Greece will post a liaison officer to the Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean Region in Gurugram, which is India's maritime domain awareness hub covering the Indian Ocean region. Remember this fact, Greece is a NATO member and an EU partner with advanced naval and aerospace industries, so the agreement opens a channel for India to tap into European standard technology while offering Greece access to India's cost-competitive manufacturing base. Next, the Defence Acquisition Council, chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, approved the procurement of 114 Rafale fighter jets from France's Dassault Aviation. This is India's largest defence deal ever, valued at roughly 3.2 and a half lakh crore rupees, or about $40 billion. The deal breaks down into 18 flyaway jets that will be delivered directly, and 96 jets that will be manufactured in India through a partnership between Hindustan Aeronautics Limited and Dassault. When this is added to the existing fleet, the total number of Rafale aircraft in India will rise to 176, 36 with the Indian Air Force, 26 Rafale with the Navy, plus the new 114. This is a favorite prelims fact, the split between direct delivery and indigenously produced jets. In the same vein, the Ministry of Defence awarded a contract to Hindustan Aeronautics Limited's Kanpur Transport Division for 8 Dornier to 28 aircraft, worth 2,312 crore rupees, for the Indian Coast Guard. The Dornier to 28 is a 19-seater, short takeoff and landing twin turboprop powered by the Garrett TPE-331 engine, built domestically at Kanpur. The Coast Guard aims to expand its air fleet from 80 to 100 aircraft by the year 2030, and these new Dornier planes will be a key part of that expansion. Turning to the Navy, for the first time the Indian Navy assumed command of Combined Task Force 154, known as CTF-154. Commodore Milind M. Mokashi, a Shaurya Chakra awardee, took over from the Italian Navy. CTF-154 operates under the Combined Maritime Forces, a multinational partnership of 44 nations headquartered in Manama, Bahrain, and was established in May 2023. Its focus is on maritime training, counter-piracy, trafficking prevention, and enhancing maritime domain awareness across the region. This command experience underscores India's growing leadership role in the Indian Ocean. Now let us move to international relations. During the state visit of Seychelles President Patrick Hermony to India on February 9, the two countries unveiled the SESEL joint vision. SESEL stands for Sustainability, Economic Growth and Security through Enhanced Linkages, marking 50 years of diplomatic ties. The vision outlines cooperation in five key areas: maritime security through Coast Guard collaboration and shared surveillance, digital infrastructure, including submarine cable connectivity and digital governance, renewable energy, especially solar and ocean-based sources, climate action, given both nations' vulnerability as island and coastal states, and trade and economic linkages to boost bilateral commerce. Strategically, Seychelles is a cornerstone of India's Sagar Doctrine, security and growth for all in the region, and India already operates a naval base on Assumption Island and conducts regular joint patrols. Multiple lines of credit have also been extended to Seychelles for development projects. On the passport front, India moved up to the 75th rank in the Henley Passport Index for February 2026, with 56 visa-free or visa-on-arrival destinations. That is an improvement from the 80th position in January and the 85th in 2025. For context, Singapore tops the index with 192 destinations, followed by Japan and South Korea with 187 each, while Afghanistan sits at the bottom with 24. Shifting to science and technology, the Gujarat government signed a letter of intent with Starlink, the satellite broadband arm of SpaceX. The aim is to bring high-speed internet to underserved tribal and aspirational districts such as Narmada and Dahod. Applications include e-governance, telehealth, digital education, disaster management and industrial connectivity, aligning with the Digital India vision of last-mile broadband. Starlink operates a low-Earth orbit constellation of more than 6,000 satellites, delivering speeds between 50 and 200 megabits per second with low latency, a stark contrast to the 600 millisecond latency of traditional geostationary satellites. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India is finalizing the regulatory framework for satellite communications, a contested space between LEO operators like Starlink and OneWeb, and terrestrial telecom giants such as Reliance Jio and Airtel. In higher education, a new AI center for manufacturing has been inaugurated at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, a joint venture between the Indian Institute of Technology Bombay and Columbia University. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan presided over the signing. The center will focus on sectors ranging from semiconductors and robotics to pharmaceuticals, food processing, petrochemicals and construction, delivering applied research, talent development and public AI datasets. Complementing this, Niti Aayog's Frontier Hub released a roadmap titled Technology Services, Reimagination Ahead. Union Minister Piyush Goyal presented the document, which aims to lift the Indian technology sector's contribution from $265 billion today to between $750 and $850 billion by 2035. The strategy rests on five levers: agentic AI, software and products, digital infrastructure, innovational engineering, and India for India solutions. Now let us turn to the economy and banking sector. NPCI International Payments Limited signed a cross-border QR payment agreement with PayNet of Malaysia, enabling Indian visitors to pay at Malaysian merchants using UPI apps via the Do It Now QR system in Phase 1 and vice versa in Phase 2. UPI is already operational in the United Arab Emirates, Nepal, Mauritius, Singapore, France, Bhutan and now Malaysia, expanding India's digital payment footprint abroad. Indian Overseas Bank entered into a Memorandum of Understanding with the Indian Institute of Management Kozhikode for Executive Education, announced on IOB's 90th Foundation Day on February 10. A Centre of Excellence will be set up at IIMK's Kochi campus and at the IOB Staff College, delivering customized leadership programs for senior bank officials. The Rajasthan budget for 2026-27 was presented by Deputy Chief Minister and Finance Minister Diya Kumari. The total outlay stands at 6,10,956 crore rupees, with a fiscal deficit of 79,492 crore rupees or 3.69% of the gross state domestic product. Key allocations include 5,000 crore rupees for the Jal Jeevan Mission Urban covering 6,245 villages, 1,800 crore for roads, 600 crore for the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor stretch Jodhpur-Pali-Marwar covering 3,600 hectares, and 500 crore for the Atal Pragati Paths. In appointments, the Reserve Bank of India approved Avijay Anand as Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of City Union Bank, effective May 1, 2026, for a 3-year term with an annual remuneration of 2 crore 50 lakh rupees. He previously served as Executive Director of the bank and brings over 28 years of experience in risk management, credit appraisal, and retail assets. Other notable appointments in the February 14 to 16 window include Deepak Gupta as Chairman and Managing Director of GAIL, effective March 1, succeeding Sandeep Kumar Gupta, CA Prasanna Kumar D as the 74th President of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India for the 2,2627 term, based in Vishakhapatnam. And Sanjay Agrawal reappointed as Managing Director and CEO of AU Small Finance Bank from April 19, 2026, for 3 years, following the bank's in-principle approval for universal banking in 2025. On the governance front, the Seva Teertha Integrated Complex was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on February 13. The sprawling campus houses the Prime Minister's office as Seva Teertha 1, the National Security Council Secretariat as Seva Teertha 2, and the Cabinet Secretariat as Seva Teertha 3. Designed by architect Dr. Bimal Patel, the complex bears the inscription Nagrik Devo Bhava. The first policy decision taken here was the PM Rahat scheme, which provides cashless hospitalization up to 1,50,000 rupees for road accident victims within 7 days. The historic north and south blocks of the secretariat will be repurposed as the Yuge Yugin Bharat National Museum. The Ministry of Earth Sciences signed a 5-year memorandum of understanding with the Puducherry government on February 12, covering 6 pillars: sustainable marine fisheries, offshore wind energy, desalination, ocean climate services, coastal erosion management, and maritime spatial planning. The MoEF Secretary Dr. M. Ravichandran and Puducherry Chief Secretary Dr. Sharad Chauhan were the signatories. In sports, Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar clinched a silver medal in the 25-meter pistol event at the Asian Shooting Championships 2026, held in New Delhi. She posted a qualification score of 584 and a final score of 35 points after 2 shoot-offs. She also competed in the 10-meter air pistol, finishing 7th. Manu Bhakar became the first Indian to win 2 medals at the same Olympic Games, having secured 2 bronzes at Paris 2024 in the 10-meter air pistol individual and mixed team events. On the social justice front, Thanya Nathan, a visually impaired lawyer from Kannur district in Kerala, topped the civil judge, junior division, merit list among candidates with disabilities. She had previously topped her LLB at Kannur University. Her achievement rests on the Supreme Court's ruling that visual impairment does not disqualify a candidate for judicial posts, upholding the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act 2016 and Article 16 of the Constitution, which guarantees equality of opportunity in public employment, along with the Act's provision for a 4% reservation for persons with disabilities in government posts. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India and Greece have a 5-year co-development roadmap under the Joint Declaration of Intent for Defence Industrial Cooperation, with a Greek liaison officer posted to the Information Fusion Centre, Indian Ocean Region, in Gurugram. The SESEL joint vision with Seychelles stands for sustainability, economic growth and security through enhanced linkages, announced during the 50-year diplomatic milestone. Gujarat's letter of intent with Starlink targets tribal districts such as Narmada and Dahod, leveraging a low-Earth orbit constellation of over 6,000 satellites that can deliver 50 to 200 megabits per second with low latency. Manu Bhakar's silver came in the 25-meter pistol with a qualification score of 584 and a final of 35 points, and she previously earned 2 bronze medals at Paris 2024. Becoming the first Indian since Norman Pritchard to win 2 Olympic medals at a single Games. Thanya Nathan topped the civil judge merit list, reinforcing the constitutional guarantee of equality under Article 16 and the reservation mandate of the RPWD Act. How does all this connect to your UPSC preparation? The India-Greece Defence Agreement illustrates the shift towards strategic partnerships that combine indigenous capability with advanced foreign technology, a theme that recurs in questions on defence procurement and the Atmanirbhar Bharat policy. The Rafale deal, with its split between Flyaway and Made in India units, is a classic case for questions on offsets and indigenization. The CTF 154 command signals India's growing maritime leadership, directly relevant to questions on the Indian Ocean region and the combined maritime forces. The SESEL vision ties into India's Sagar Doctrine, maritime security and climate cooperation, all high-value topics for prelims and mains. The passport ranking change is a quick fact for the prelims. Gujarat's Starlink initiative is a live example of the Digital India mission intersecting with emerging satellite broadband regulation, an area likely to appear in questions on telecommunications policy. The AI Center with Columbia University feeds into the broader narrative of India's push to become a global hub for advanced technology, linked to Niti Aayog's ambitious technology services roadmap. The cross-border UPDUTNO agreement exemplifies India's financial inclusion and digital payments outreach, a frequent GS2 topic. Finally, the stories of Manu Bhakar and Thanya Nathan underscore India's focus on gender equity, sports excellence and disability rights, aligning with questions on social justice, the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act and Article 16. Each of these developments, from high-tech defense ties to satellite internet for remote villages, weaves together the strands of India's strategic, economic, and social fabric. Understanding them in depth not only prepares you for factual recall but also equips you to analyze the larger narratives that the UPSC examinations test.